Hello, it's Tuesday, May the 17th, and we are in 1 Peter chapter 2, and today we pick it up at verse 13. Be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution, whether it be to the emperor as supreme or to governors as sent by him to punish those who do evil and to praise those who do good. Echoing a little bit of Romans 13, where Paul says something very similar, that the purpose of the judge is to reward the one who does good and to punish the evildoer. At least that's what it's meant to be. But here, Peter is saying that we are to be subject for the Lord's sake to every human institution. Now, just think about it. Peter is living in a day when the emperor is Nero. Nero will be the emperor who will cost Peter his life within perhaps 3-4 years of writing this epistle. He's not living in a day of a democracy. He's not living with the political influence that you and I can have in a society to object, to change, and so on. But he's living in an empire, a Roman Empire, and he's saying, be subject to the powers that be as far as you can. Now, we want to know what the limits are, and Peter knows what the limits are. Peter had faced it in Jerusalem when some 25 years in Peter's past, he and John were arrested in Jerusalem and told not to preach anymore in the name of Jesus, and that was a line too far. And you remember Peter's words: we must obey God rather than men. If the ruler is asking for us to break God's law, then we have no choice but to obey God rather than men. But if they're not, then we are duty bound as Christians for the sake of the Lord. For the Lord's sake, verse 13, we are to be dutiful and obedient to the powers that be, and that includes the person that you work for. Well, that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.